Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm interested to hear about this new initiative on Instagram. Will it have an impact? Is it just something that is a flash in the pan? Jan Vermeulen, he is, of course, editor-at-large at MyBroadband. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, Howard. How are things going that side?
You're very well, as long as people don't ask me to wear non-matching socks in aid of other people's mental health, because my mental health wouldn't survive it.
That hurts you deeply.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Jan. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing that. Either way, let's talk about it. Is Child Protection Week, and Instagram have made this announcement. What is the announcement?
Basically, they're rolling out Amber Alerts, a system that they've got on Facebook to Instagram. And how this is supposed to work is it knows, based on the information that you've provided to Instagram, what your general location is. And, you know, basically where in the world you are. And then when missing children are reported near your location, you will receive a notification to say, there is an active search for a missing child around your area. This is what they look like. These are the details. If you see anybody matching this description, please contact these numbers. So that's essentially the gist of the service, and it's rolling out here in South Africa as well. Amber Alerts is very much a US concept, but I think it's something that could work really well in South Africa, provided the information is good and timely.
Does it mean we need to have our locations on, or does it work with our general profiles?
So they will use whatever information you've provided. Now, they will only use your location if you've allowed them to use your actual GPS location. I mean, but otherwise, they will use the information on your profile to send relevant Amber Alerts to you. But yes, I would imagine that if you've blocked Facebook, in this, you know, which owns Instagram, if you've blocked Instagram from accessing your location at all, then they won't know to send you an Amber Alert. So then you probably won't receive them.
Yeah, it's a but it's quite interesting, because you know, we see this happening on Twitter, we see it all over the show on Facebook, and I never really know what is legitimate and what is not. If it comes through an Instagram, I'm then going to assume that this Amber Alert is something that is legit.
Yes, because it's a service launched in partnership with law enforcement. So that's now the next thing. Is this service is only going to be as good as our law enforcement is about issuing alerts in a particular area. So I hope that those systems are not only seamless and easy for law enforcement to use, but that the verification in that system and the validation that they do on the data is good, so that we don't have a bunch of false reports that end up on the service and then people, you know, start ignoring it. So it has to be high quality, and here's hoping. They've made all the right noises. I haven't received one yet, and I'm going to take that as a good sign, but we know that there is huge concerns with kidnappings on the rise in South Africa. So, you know, hopefully a service like this helps to bring that under control.
That said, Jan, and we don't have a lot of time, but doesn't this just add, if our kids are on Instagram and they're starting to get these messages as well, doesn't this just add to a layer of anxiety? Because, and especially when, in all possibility, there's not much they're going to be able to do about this. Kids are all on Instagram. Surely this does bad, not bad, but has its issues as well.
And perhaps this is a conversation that parents should have with their kids sooner rather than later. Look, we had the Stranger Danger talk when I was very young. But the situation is that, maybe it does add a layer of anxiety, and maybe that's a good thing. It's unfortunate, but, you know, children need to be aware of the dangers that face them in the modern world, you know, and that includes, you know, making pen pals online that you then meet in
Absolutely.
The real
that
world, who could be anyone. And the fact is, if kidnappings are on the rise in South Africa, then kids need to be taught to be careful. You know, it's not their fault, obviously, but there are steps they can take to ensure that, that, you know, they remain safe.
Absolutely, Jan van Meulen, editor at My Broadband. Thank you, as always, chatting to us about this latest initiative.